the drink.
Yeah.
LTD in and out on the West Coast.
He's being himself.
Yeah. Williams and Williams in the morning. Real stuff, just made up. Follow us on Instagram. Williams and Williams.
It's changed.
Follow us on Instagram. WillysWorld_2. Twitter. TWillis_7. WillDog30. That's two separate ones.
Yeah.
Not all together.
Personal.
Yeah. And then you can check out Radio Laurier at Radio Laurier. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Snapchat, the internet.
iTunes.
Vine. You can look them up on Vine. They got lots of great Vine videos going around. Really popular on Vine, actually.
Vine is really thriving right now.
Yes, it is a industry leader. Which is great. That's just great.
It's the theme of the day today.
Today's show, animals.
Nice.
Yeah, Donald Trump got elected, so we're talking about animals. Theme of the show is animals. And also, shout out, Remembrance Day.
Yep.
Guys, take a moment, 11 o'clock when we're done. Go, just remember, reflect, think about what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for being able to do the show freely. You know what I mean, Mark?
Yeah, speaking English on the show.
Exactly. Could be speaking any language, that's not important. But being able to speak freely on this, coming to you guys, Williams and Williams, Real Stuff Just Made Up. Today's show, we got all your favorites. All your favorites are back. The Report, Lyrical Breakdown, Friend or Foe, Big and Small League Banter, Friday's Five, Anecdotes, Over Under, Bold Predictions, Song of the Day.
Mike Webley update.
Yeah, we'll talk about that loser.
Nothing's really changed there.
Yeah.
Over the past month.
Big time loser.
Big time foe.
Big time foe. All right, let's get to our report. Canada's top news from America's top news sources. Brought to you by Gum Chewers of America. They're back. They said, hey, we missed you last week.
Yep.
Last 2 weeks, we're back. We want to be your title sponsor of the report.
We will pay more than anybody.
Yes. So our wallets are lined with cash.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a whole gum. If you ever see us out at the bar, just be like, hey, you guys got some gum? And we'll say, yeah, we got American Chew Gum. And you'll pop it in and go, this is disgusting. What flavor is that? And we'll look you in the eye and we'll say, it's bark.
We got bark.
Bark flavored.
Cardboard.
Cardboard flavored. Pulp.
Grass.
Pulp's my favorite, personally, because there's a little hint of mint. But it's pulp.
That doesn't really make sense.
Well, if you chew paper, you'd know.
I don't chew paper.
I do.
Never got into that.
I chew pulp. Big fan of pulp. Okay, anyways. Top news story. Theme of the show, animals. How do animals go extinct?
Something we're really all wondering.
Yeah. So maybe not a news story, but an educational piece nonetheless. And that's what news is for, to help educate and inform the public. So this is an 8-step process on how animals go extinct. And it's estimated that 40% of species on Earth are now considered endangered. And many wonder how this is possible for all these animals to be wiped out. Step 1.
Organisms worldwide make the ill-advised choice to coexist on the same planet.
Yeah, like, what's the matter with you animals? Why are you living in the same world as us?
Yeah, it's actually weird.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I don't think they really pick.
Well, they should have. Yeah.
Hey.
They should go to their polling stations and vote no to Section 305 of the Earth Constitutional Act, where it says, will humans and animals coexist? No. That's what they should have done, but they didn't.
Not even humans, even just animals and animals.
Well, they get along pretty decent.
I don't know.
They respect each other. There's a...
Not out there in the wild.
Well, I have never lived in the wild, Mark. Step 2. Developing nations suddenly feel entitled to modern industry. Honestly? Just
completely offside.
Yeah. Like, what are you trying to do to be as good as the rest of the world? Who's developed? Developing nations? Ha! Ridiculous.
Come on, get a grip. Step 3. Conservation status of each species is determined by calculating its population over time, annual breeding rate, and number of favorable references in pop culture.
Panda, 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 panda?
We got a lot of references
in
pop culture
today.
That
guy, those pandas are all of a sudden decreasing because of the song and their annual breeding rate. and their status among conservation authorities.
Yeah, like I can really see the other animals making fun of the pandas, saying, you were in that terrible song called Panda.
Yeah, which we'll have for you later.
Yes, yes.
So that's step three. Step four, Greenpeace volunteer is sidestepped. Now, I don't know what that means, but that's step four. Do you have any idea?
Greenpeace volunteer sidestepped.
They walked around the Greenpeace and was just like...
I guess, yeah. Like a juke, like in football.
Ah, whoop!
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop! Love it. Thanks.
Step number five. Poachers adapt and evolve to survive the threat of new conservation laws within their ecosystem, which
See,
is lethal.
Now that's funny because it's like animals adapt and survive to
get away from the poachers.
Yeah, to like live life better.
To be unpoachable.
But the poachers are poaching because they're poachers.
Well, the poachers have to poach.
Poachers gonna poach, you know?
That's what makes them poachers.
Yeah, if they weren't poaching, they wouldn't be poachers. And then we got no poaching.
Adapt or die.
Adapt. Ooh, wow. Adapt or fly. Fight or flight.
Or adapt and fly in some cases of birds.
If you adapt and are able to fly, then yes.
Then that's valid.
Or build a jet that sucks up fuel, spits it out of the environment to go across the earth.
You're feeling environmental today, eh?
Leo, it's got me fired up.
Hey,
stopped eating beef.
Leo will do that.
Kind of. Well, I won't really go into that because I didn't really. No. Step six. World Wildlife Fund pledge drive comes up $300 short of saving the hawksbill sea turtle.
That's really a shame. I was a big fan of the hawksbill sea turtle.
Well, did you donate?
I donated $5.
Well, then you're part of the reason that they're $300 short, Mark.
Did you?
I didn't.
Well?
Hawksbill sea turtle can go to hell.
That's where it is now, apparently.
Yeah.
I think our buddy Jim actually had a couple hawksbills.
He's part of the problem.
He didn't.
Step seven. That's a big word, Mark. Can you read that one for me?
Diligent.
Diligent Wikipedia contributor solemnly makes it official. Hey, Wikipedia has a lot of fun facts.
Yeah, factual facts.
Yeah, just like this factual facts list of how things go extinct. So, you know it's official. The old saying goes, Facebook official? Well, with extinct animals, it's Wikipedia official.
Wasn't it Michael Scott, shout out Office, who said, Wikipedia, you know it's right because anybody can go on there and give their opinion on there.
Hey.
So everything, you get the best of
it's
all
It's a
opinions.
Democratic yeah. source. And yeah. we all know democratically voted things are perfect. It's a perfect system. Nothing can go wrong.
No flaws.
No flaws in a democratic system where you have just people sharing their opinions. No flaws.
No flaws.
Step eight.
Final step.
This is the last one in the road to endangering species. Cockroaches just lay low.
That's the most important one.
Yeah, because they're not, they're literally, I've heard they can't go extinct or something like that. Like, they're just the perfect animal to live forever. So yeah. My theory, human race evolved from cockroaches.
Yeah, look at the cockroach model and learn from it.
Yeah, because it's a very intelligent and higher powered one.
Yeah, not to say cockroaches don't die, but them as a whole, they're never going to die out.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Even with the flood.
We'll see. Well, maybe with the flood.
Oh, they can swim. They've adapted.
Adapt and fly. I get it. I get it.
Well, fly through water, I guess. If that's what you want to.
Yeah.
That's where you want to go with that.
All right. So that's our report for the day. How do animals live?
Or how do they die?
How do they go extinct? You're right. Not how they live. So everything that is, the opposite makes them live.
And a picture of a rhino there, which is sad because rhinos are harmless. That horn on their nose?
Unless you're standing 20 feet away from it and starts charging at you.
Yeah, then it can be pretty harmful.
Yeah. Don't coexist in the same ecosystem.
There you go. It's our own fault.
So moving on, we'll get into our lyrical breakdown. That was the report. So this is the next section. Lyrical breakdown. Horrible transition, but whatever.
That's what we're all about.
This one's brought to you by laser eye removal. If your eyes are bad, we have a solution. And speaking of laser, does this song have laser in it? Pretty sure.
Yeah, Major Lazer.
Pretty sure this song is by Major Lazer.
And It has DJ Snake.
And cold water, which is an ecosystem.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, Lyrical Breakdown brought to you by Laser Eye Removal. Today's song, Cold Water, featuring Justin Bieber and M with a symbol that represents an O with a slash in it.
Yes, by Major Lazer and DJ Snake. A lot of things going on.
A lot of things, but you're going to love it. You're not going to hate it. Enjoy it. Prosper from it. Take it all in.
Then we're going to break down some lyrics.
We'll let you know how good, how bad, how interesting, how informed.
Yes.
It all is. Enjoy. What a tune.
Jay Beebs, friend of the show.
Big time friend of the show. I've actually met him several times. We've hung out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys ever, like, drive together or anything?
No, I don't let him drive.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I make sure I drive or his driver drives.
His people drive.
Yeah. But usually we just like to go have a nice breakfast. He's a big pancake fan.
Really?
Yeah, just has pancakes. No syrup.
Really?
Just butter. No syrup.
Butter?
No syrup.
Like chocolate chip pancakes or anything, or just straight?
Just pancake, butter, no syrup.
Wow.
And I said, hey, Beebs, why no syrup? And he said, gotta watch my weight. Can't have all that sugar, man. I said, but you're eating pancakes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So kind of contradictory, but well, I guess, hey, if you got to draw the line somewhere,
hey,
right?
Pros will be pros.
Pros will be pros. He can do what he wants.
Exactly. He can. He really can.
Just like singing a song about jumping into cold water.
Exactly. And speaking of which, why don't we break down his cold water song?
Let's do it.
By Major Lazer, featuring Justin and Mo.
And DJ Snake.
DJ Snake.
A lot of guys on this song.
Yeah, I feel like DJ Snake kind of like DJ'd it. But isn't Major Lazer, he doesn't sing.
No, he doesn't either. Just Jay Beebs and the Mo guy.
Mo's a girl.
Is it?
I think so. Come on.
Yeah, you can kind of hear her. Okay, fair enough.
I was just about to sing that come on, turn the radio on song. Because that one, so far, favorite song of the year that we've broken down.
Come on.
All right, let's get into it. Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when you're feeling low?
Not
friend or
else.
Foe of the lyrics.
Foe lyrics.
Foe lyrics. Come
not
on,
good.
Beebs. Like, let's.
There's a lot of
if you're low, let's
do.
Go to a comedy show. Let's go play a board game. Let's go to the gym.
Just go for a walk.
Let's go for a walk. Let's. Hey, you know what? Let's go find a puppy store.
Yeah.
And just play with
just
some puppies,
play with puppies
for a bit.
If you're feeling low,
play
honestly,
with puppies.
There's other things to do.
Yeah.
Beebs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take a deep breath and let it go. That's actually a good technique. Just.
Yeah. Deep breath.
Nice deep breath in. Deep breath out. That one, that's a good technique. I
yeah.
like that. Beebs, friend. That lyric, friend. You shouldn't be drowning. No, you shouldn't.
On your own, though. There's always someone else drowning with you.
Oh, yeah, like take comfort in others' pain. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Find others and come together as a unit squad and be happy.
Yeah, be happy
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Go pet puppies together.
Yes. If you feel you're sinking, I will jump over into cold, cold water for you. Beebs, that's awesome, man.
Dedication station.
He just wants to help.
He does. That's all Beebs wants to do. He wants to help by singing this song and making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, no, not really.
Oh.
It's a nice way to make a living.
Yeah, a little jealous.
Jealous with a G or a J?
This one's with a J.
Yeah. Although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you, and I hope you know. So this is a love song.
Well, yeah, I guess. He doesn't really say anything about a girl anywhere.
What does that matter, Mark? You can love. It's a love song. It's just about love. Openness
mean,
and love.
I mean it in that way.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's just about loving others in general.
Okay, yes.
Like,
I thought you meant love song like a
he'll be patient
girl.
No.
Or
no.
A person.
No. Jay Beebs isn't your traditional love songwriter. He's way past pop culture love songs and into deeper, more hard-hitting, meaningful stuff.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's why cold water, I would think, is a metaphor.
For something, like, tough. Like,
yeah,
cold
tough
water.
Times.
It's not tough to jump into cold
if
water.
If you jump into cold it makes your heart, it makes your lungs shrink a little.
Exactly.
It leaves you breathless.
Breathless. That's what he's getting at.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Wow.
Because we all got lost sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
He asks a lot of questions. It's how we learn and how we grow.
favorite lyric of the song.
Yeah, I would agree. That's a 10 out of 10.
If you're out there, listen to that one. It's how we learn, how we grow.
Failure, getting lost,
yeah,
is you learn from that,
mm-hmm,
and you grow.
All you can do
maybe
is
not
grow
physically, but emotionally, mentally.
Yeah, well, if you're done growing, like if you're tapped out growing, then mm-hmm, it's kind of hard to grow from just learning.
Well, you could plant yourself in some dirt, stand in the sun, water yourself daily. Maybe that'll work.
Photosynthesis.
But humans can't photosynthesize.
No, we're not capable.
Maybe tape leaves to you.
Don't bury yourself in the dirt.
No, but not bury your feet. You know, plant your roots.
Plant your roots is what J.B. is going to
And if
at.
You feel you're sinking, I will... So this is the chorus again. Boom. I like it. It's not bad. It's not bad
sing
so far.
It, Troy.
I don't know how. You sing it, Mark.
I'm not a good singer.
Okay, Mo. Mo steps in. She's going. Come on. Save me from my rocking boat.
There you go.
I just want to stay afloat. I'm all alone and I hope someone's going to take me home. Somewhere I can rest my soul. I need you to know.
Wow. Yeah.
Way off pitch. Off tune.
No, it started out good.
It did, and then I lost
the You faded out a little there at the end.
That's all right.
Now Biebs and Mo.
But Mo, that's awesome.
Yeah, Mo does a great job in this song.
Rocking boat, metaphor. Staying afloat, metaphor.
Being all alone.
Probably of truth.
Literal.
But she's hoping someone's going to take her home where she can rest her soul. So it sounds like Justin, Mr. Bieber, is singing this song to someone he cares about, saying, hey, you're not alone. I'm with you here. Hard, thick and thin, rough and tough, good and bad, I'm here. And Mo's saying, yeah, I am alone. I'm not feeling the best. I need some help. This really actually goes good with Wellness Week that's going on at Laurier.
Yeah.
So help out. Be kind. Rewind, you know. Talk to people. Slow down. Listen.
You see someone in the halls, say hello.
Justin Bieber and Mo together. You won't let go. I won't let go. No, 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 no. I'll be your lifeline tonight.
Lifeline, another reference.
You won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight.
What about after tonight?
I won't let go. I think he's just trying to calm her down in the instant. Like, hey, I got you. I'm with you now. Here now. Because he probably can't be there always, you know?
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
Life happens. But
he's probably on the road a lot.
Probably.
And probably shouldn't get involved with Mo.
Why not?
Because, like, distance doesn't always work.
But, you know what? If there's enough passion there, compassion, it could. And really, it's just about being in that cold water with her.
He'll always be there for her.
Always.
He's always willing to jump in that cold water. Me, I don't know. I'm not a big cold water guy.
So, Major Lazer, Cold Water, featuring Biebs and Mo, and DJ Snake.
Mm-hmm.
Friend or foe?
Friend.
Friend. I agree. Friend. Good song.
Good song. Catchy enough. Anything with J Biebs in it, probably going to be a hit. Let alone our girl Mo, who I didn't know was a girl earlier.
She is a legend.
She's an up-and-comer. Look out for Mo coming up.
Yeah. Say hi to Mo, everybody.
Let's get Mo on the show.
She's on coming on next week.
Mo of the show. She's coming on?
She's coming on next week, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun.
Maybe she can clarify some things that we might.
Oh, we'll ask her a couple questions, I think, about her and Justin's relationship.
Yeah.
About what she meant by her rocking boat.
Yes.
And awesome stuff.
And what her natural hair color is.
All right, let's get to our next song. Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Hey.
We got all kinds of games.
Yeah. Little animal reference.
They're all fun.
Lyrical breakdown brought to you by Laser Eye Removal. If your eyes hurt, we got a solution.
Get
Cold Water, friend of the show. Thank you, JB, Major Lazer, DJ Snake, and Mo for that tune. Here's Guns N' Roses, classic. Welcome to the jungle, Guns N' Roses. Hey?
That doesn't get you fired up, you don't have a pulse.
That's a classic.
Yes. Reminds me of like hockey games when I'm like 11 years old and you're playing that before the games.
It reminds me of tight leather pants.
Yeah, and some wacky hair.
Yeah. Like, Welcome to the Jungle kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's the name of the game.
I guess it is. It is. Guns N' Roses, friend or foe?
Friend.
Yeah, it's a foe.
It's a fote.
He's a fote.
Not a foe, a fote.
Fotes. All right. Fotes or foes? Gotta have me some fotes or foes.
Brought to you by the Treadmill Alliance. Love us or hate us, we're always on the run.
But we never get too far.
Never get far at all.
Nope. And that's a fote of me, of treadmills. I hate running in spot. Hate running, but...
So not a fote, it's a foe.
Yes, it's a foe. Sorry.
Hey, that's all right. We're still getting used to this whole thing. Yeah. This whole radio show thing.
But, Treadmill Alliance, thanks for sponsoring us.
Yeah.
The Alliance is a fote of mine. Friend of the show.
But treadmills themselves are foes.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I don't like treadmills either. The weather, though.
Love the weather.
Nice and bright and sunny out there. Got some leaves blowing around.
Yeah, it was cloudy up until around 9 a.m. this morning. And then right when that clock hit 9, I look outside and boom, sun. Yeah. Sunshine. And I know, lollipops, and rainbows, and gumdrops, and I don't know the rest. But I started to.
I know what you're thinking. And no, we will never stop using that joke.
Yeah.
As long as we're on the air.
So the weather, folks. Love the seasons. Love the weather.
Yeah, friend, for sure.
Big time friend.
It's but it does lead to something that we're going to talk about in Over Under.
Yes.
That we're not going to get to right now.
Mm-hmm. A
little later in the show, though.
School stressing you out, or?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, foe.
I mean, hard not to get stressed out.
Friend.
But hey, something you can do when you're stressed out, just take a deep breath.
Yep.
And let it out.
Just like that.
And then go jump in a pool of cold water.
Yep. One thing about school, I kind of like the stress of school. It makes me feel alive, you know? Like there's something to do in life.
Like you'd rather feel stressed than feel nothing at all.
Exactly. Rather feel a little stress with this than just be like, eh, meh.
Yeah. Meh. Like you got nothing else, you know, to do.
At least there's a purpose. There's a passion. Give there's something purpose. For us.
J. Beebe's album, Purpose, right?
Is that what it's called?
I think.
That was Promise.
No, Purpose.
All right. Justin, if you're listening, let us know. Jobs, friend or foe?
Well, I mean, hey, jobs themselves are friends.
Yes.
Because of income.
Love income.
Can't live without income.
Well, that's not entirely true. You could live without income.
I guess.
Physically.
Technically. Not for but that in long, this, probably, though.
In this commodified society of capitalist endeavors we live in, it's really tough.
It is.
Income makes it easier.
Income.
Income also makes it harder. Think about it. Think about it.
Think about it. I'm thinking.
Future consideration, friend or folks, jobs. What would be your folks job of your life? If you could pick one folks job, what would it be, Mark?
Like anything in the world?
Yeah. One job that you're like, friend. That's a friend of me. Love it.
Probably like reality show, because those people do nothing. They just live.
Faux show? Faux show?
For show.
No. Like, what would be your faux... I said show, I meant job. What would be your faux job?
I don't know. That's tough. Like,
what would be the
I
one
really
job...
I have to look into it.
Where you'd be like, not for me.
Like, I couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Being a flight attendant.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. A lot of people love it, though.
Yeah, I don't think I would like it, though. Like, you don't get any credit for the plane.
I think you get some credit.
No, I don't think you do.
I say thanks when I get
some... Yeah, you say thanks just to be polite, but, like, unless the plane's going down, you don't... Like, you just do the same thing over and over again.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. The pilot's the one who gets all the glory.
Yeah, hey, you're great, flight attendant, but you're just that. You're an attendant to the flight.
Yeah, but the guy in charge, the pilot, he's flying this thing.
Yeah, he's piloting.
He's pressing autopilot and flying this thing.
Yeah.
No offense, pilots. I know you guys do good stuff. And without you, we couldn't pollute the earth and we couldn't cross the ocean.
Okay, you're getting so political over here.
Man. All right. Stools.
Stools, like...
Stools.
Like, can we clarify what kind of stools?
Not stool.
Okay.
Stools.
But the plural of stool is still stools.
Yeah, but nobody's like, hey, I got a lot of stools, and referring to stool samples. Stools, as in things that you sit on.
Like bar stools.
Bar stools. Kitchen island stools.
I don't really like stools. I'm going to say faux, because they don't have a back.
I don't like stools either.
They don't have a back or armrest, so you're just kind of hunched over on the stool, and like, chances are it's wood, so it's not
comfortable. I know, or you're leaning, you're sitting on the stool, leaning into the bar, and the bar is sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like stools either.
Yeah.
And the other thing I don't like with stools is they raise you up the ground. I like planting my feet on the ground.
Yeah, true.
So they're on that bar. Sometimes you get uncomfortable. You're all stuck in a contorted mess.
Yeah, and if they're like a spinny stool,
yeah,
I get so tempted just to spin around.
Like a 7-year-old child.
Yeah, and then if you're having a conversation or something, then you like that's just weird.
But maybe an advantage to that is you can go from one side to the other real quick. Talking to you.
Yeah.
Talking to you. Talking to you again.
And you don't have to.
Talking to you again.
Don't have to strain your neck. You can just.
That
stay in one.
Sound was the stool spinning.
Was it?
Yeah. Huh. Bottles or cans?
Bottles, probably.
Bottles?
Yeah.
I like a good can.
You're a can man, eh?
Yeah, better to transport. Shotgun it. Just drinking. I like cans. I'm
a
can
guy. Are you strictly talking about beer, though, or anything? Like, what about canned water?
Love canned water. Do they have canned water?
Of course.
Canned coconut water.
Speaking
of which, is coconut water really coconut water?
Like, you mean coconut mixed with water?
But is that, no, like, when you, if you bought coconut water, like coconut milk, coconut water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, I got you.
I don't really get it either, though, you know? Why is it called coconut water? Shouldn't it just be coconut juice? Or is that something different? Are these three different types of coconut things? Or is it like coconut flavored water? Coconut infused water? Coconut label water? Like coconut's a designer label, maybe. Who knows?
I think honestly, coconuts just wanted to get into the water game. And they said, this is what we need to do to get in the water game. We gotta put some coconut in water, mix it around with a little spatula.
Spoon.
Spatula.
Ooh.
And then it'll dissolve, and then they just drink it. And they said, wow, this isn't very good, but we're in the water game now.
The water game's huge.
Huge.
Massive.
Cold.
Gargantuan.
Wow, what?
Yeah.
I just threw gargantuan out?
Yeah. I thought we were going back and forth on who could one-up each other with words that mean big.
No, I said cold.
I know, and I was like, wow, this guy got him with gargantuan. I win!
1-0 Troy, all right. We'll get back to that.
We'll get back to it. Yeah, we'll play that game a little later.
We'll have a word battle.
We can battle with words.
I'm okay with that.
Speaking of words, how's Mike Webley doing?
Why is that speaking of words?
You didn't like that segue?
Yeah, it was an okay. It was one of your better segues,
yeah,
that's for sure. Mike Webley, he's doing well. He's
Hold on,
can up.
Let's read our. this is what on our sheet to outline what segments we're doing. It says, it's our Mike Webley update.
Mike Weebly.
Yeah, Weebly. Sorry.
I don't
with
know.
A capital W and a lowercase m.
Why did you put
I don't know. Producer Tim, you're fired.
Producer Tim has been drinking again on Friday mornings.
What a beauty.
No, Mike Webley, he's doing well. He's,
I saw him this morning. Gave me a little wave.
Yeah, he did. He didn't say anything probably to you, though. Right?
Well, I was in my car and he was in his car, so it might have been difficult to talk.
You know what he said to me yesterday, actually? I was making a salad.
Sure you were?
I was making a salad at home.
There was this meme I saw on the internet of the brain telling the tongue different things, and it basically goes like, the brain's like, you should eat a salad, and the tongue's like, I don't want to eat a salad, and then the brain's like, no, look, and he puts lettuce on a hamburger, and he's like, look, it's a salad, and then he puts lettuce on chips, and it's like, it's a salad. He just keeps putting lettuce on, like, really bad food.
I love
convinces
lettuce.
The tongue that it's, or convinces the brain that it's a salad, but it's really...
Did he go with it? Did he eat it?
Yeah, they ate it, and they were happy together.
Well, there you go.
So that is that what you mean when you say you had a salad?
No, I don't, I had, like, a real salad.
Because you don't make friends with salad, Mark.
I know, but Mike was trying to be my friend because I was...
Yeah, but you don't make friends with
someone. I was cutting...
lettuce?
I was cutting the lettuce. Just, you know, like holding it over the... I like, not a head, but like...
A romaine stalk.
Yeah.
Romaine lettuce. Not
yeah,
iceberg, romaine.
Right. And I was cutting it just...
Romaine's
over the
a little leafier, green. I don't... Yep.
Yeah, more
just
of
just trying to describe because we're on radio.
More
I can't
a,
see your
more
actions.
More of a forest green.
Yeah. Rich.
Rich.
Dark.
So I'm holding it over the salad bowl, and I'm... Cutting it.
Why wouldn't you cut it on a cutting board?
Well, I don't know. I'm an unorthodox guy. But Webs being Webs, and apparently being Troy too, comes over and gives me the cutting board and says, Mark, cut it like this. And I said, no, Webs, I'm cutting it how I want to cut it. You're a foe of the show. And he said...
You said you're a foe of the show
yeah.
to his face.
Yeah, right
See,
to his
I'm
face.
Scared to say that to his face. So I just say it through this mic because he can't... come and get me.
I had the knife in my hand, so I don't think he was going to, like, push my
buttons. Rock on, yeah. Yeah, threatening. Well, that's perfect.
And he said, okay, I'm just trying to work my way up to being a friend. I said, I appreciate the gesture, but I'm going to cut my lettuce how I want to cut my lettuce.
Nice.
So I just went on, cut my lettuce. It was a great salad.
What kind of salad?
Just a regular garden salad.
But, like, what kind of dressing?
I don't like dressing.
What?
I don't eat dressing on my salad.
You just eat lettuce? Like a guinea pig?
No, not just lettuce, but like lettuce, tomato, cucumber.
But no dressing.
Cheese, some bacon bit things.
No dressing.
No.
Try it. Well, that's a salad.
I didn't give into that trap, Troy. I'm not a psychopath, Troy.
So Mike is still a foe.
Yeah, he's still a foe, yeah. You know, that big confrontation we had over the lettuce. I thought he's just trying to be a good guy. He's trying to help me out. He's trying to impart his ways on me, which
is
fine.
So he earned some friend points.
Couple
some
friend points. I know, Troy, you weren't here last week, but Mike did give us a quote.
Ooh. And I missed a quote by Mike.
If you're listening and you missed last week's show, this is the quote from Mike Webley.
Yep.
Please let me back in the friend zone. I'm tired of being buried in the foe zone for this long. It's really been hurting my game at the bar. All the good-looking girls listen to your show, and it turns out some press can be bad press.
Wow.
I'm going to go buy my own beers for the weekend and do everything I can to redeem myself.
I think he's a friend. Wow. Mike, if you're listening, friend of my show, Mark's still on the fence. He's got to put up a little more of your crap. I get it, but...
Yeah. I got to see the guy every day.
I like him. He's in.
And he's kind of mean to Riggins.
Yeah, but that's a cat.
Okay, you're foe too now, Troy.
Well, tell me about it. Panda? Is that a cat?
No, Panda's a bear.
Panda bear by Designa.
Look at him.
That's some nice chains on the album cover.
Imagine if you put
chains
around the panda.
He actually did.
How like pimp you would feel walking out of the zoo.
I'm sure the panda has those emotions and thoughts.
I don't know, eh?
So this is Panda by Designer, the clean version.
Yes.
Now, if you're listening live at home and want to throw on the dirty version, or the, is that what they call it?
Yeah, clean, dirty.
Yeah. I would recommend that, because the clean version is horrible.
It might put you to sleep.
It's horrible.
It's like half the song gone.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoy it, and we think this is hilarious. So this is Panda by Designa.
With two eyes.
Two eyes. Not in Panda. Panda has no eyes, but
right.
Designa has two
Panda
in this
does
case.
Have two eyes as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unless he gets laser eye removal.
Yeah, and then he's got one or two, depending, one or none, sorry.
One or none, yeah.
How they take away. But, yeah, so pause the show and turn on Panda YouTube style.
Dirty.
Dirty, not clean.
Dirty.
Here's Panda Clean by Designa. A clean designer panda. Designer Panda Clean. Good song. It really takes a downhill slope real quickly.
Yeah. Second verse doesn't even sound like English.
I am happy, though, that they do bleep out broads.
Yeah.
It is kind of a derogatory reference to women.
For sure.
So that's good to see.
Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah. Thanks, Clean Company. The company that cleans songs. Thanks, guys.
Song cleaners.
Yeah, the song cleaner of the Americas.
You got dirty clothes, you take them to the dry cleaners.
Yeah, you got dirty songs, you take them to the song cleaners.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that's funny. That song is hilarious.
Terrible.
The clean version. Go to a party and put that on. I dare you. I dare you, listeners. All 32 of you.
Lose some friends. That's for sure.
Yeah, you'll lose two if you don't do it.
Oh, true?
Yeah. That's us. Williams and Williams in the morning on Radio Laurier's Morning Show. Check us out on Instagram. WillysWorld_2. At Twitter, TWillis_7. Or WillDog2Gs30. Check Radio Laurier on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at Radio Laurier.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play another song because we're missing a little content today. Slow
and,
week.
And because I think we need to bring everyone's spirits back up after
from
that
debacle of a designer panda experience.
Yes.
So this is another classic hit.
Yeah.
Classic hit.
If you know it, sing along.
If you don't, learn the lyrics and then sing along.
Go to lyrics.com/Barracuda.
Promo code?
Williams.
And they'll give you free lyrics for all the songs you want.
Yeah.
Without that promo code, though, you're going to have to pay.
They'll even give you a little karaoke version where the words light up as they go along. So you can
tempo.
Sing along. Yeah.
Tempo. Tone.
Tempo. Tone. Rhythm.
Rhyme.
I don't know.
Expression.
You win again, man.
Yes. All right. So this is Barracuda, another animal theme song by Heart. Barracuda, Heart. I Heart Barracuda.
All animals have hearts.
I guess, yeah. Do they? They got something to pump blood.
Can't confirm or not confirm that.
I can't confirm or deny, but all animals have hearts.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Barracuda. Ooh, Barracuda. Jamski and a half.
Thanks, Heart.
Heart, Barracuda. Old school reference.
Circa 1977.
Maybe throw you back to a little Guitar Hero?
Yeah, Rock Band even?
Sure. Is there a difference?
Well, Rock Band's a whole band.
And Guitar Hero is a Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You're just and some hero what would you rather be, huh? A jukebox hero? Or a Guitar Hero? Or a Rock Band hero?
I'd rather be in a Rock Band. Because then you got vocals, you got guitar, you got drums, you got triangle, you got
piano,
keyboard,
keyboard, same thing, kind of.
The bass guitar, a cello, violin.
A cello?
Yeah.
That's a big old band.
Hey.
Big string band is what they used to call them back in the day. Which brings us to Big League Bontar, home of the Wildcats. Rare. Yeah. Barracuda. All right. So we'll start off with my fantasy life, where I pretend I am a world-class GM and athlete, human being in sport.
Where you pretend you know anything about the NFL.
Yeah. So I'm 5-4, 6th in my fantasy football league. Pretty decent.
Yeah, not bad.
I have the
you're not podium, but
second best quarterback in fantasy right now, Drew Breesy. That's about it. Team goes downhill quick after that.
The Big Breesy, that's what they call
it. The Big Breeze. Shakes it off because he's just letting things easy breezy. Beautiful
easy breezy,
cover
breezy, beautiful
Drew.
Cover girl.
Drew.
Cover Drew.
Cover Drew. Right. So that's football. Hockey. Fantasy hockey.
Football, by the way. I talked a little bit last week about how bad the primetime games
have been. That was this week's. Football is bad right now.
Yeah, terrible. What are the 0-9 Cleveland Browns doing playing a Thursday night primetime game?
Honestly, losing to Baltimore.
That's what they were doing last night.
That's what they're doing.
0-10. Good for them, though. You know,
Hey, at least they're putting themselves out there on the field doing the best they can.
Yeah, which just happens to be
brutal.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Baseball, over.
Baseball's over. Free agency's beginning, though. Qualifying offers. Jose. Edwin.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
No one else.
R.A. Dickey, the knuckleballer. He's throwing in Atlanta now.
Knuckleballing all the way down in Atlanta. And he's got a bat now, too, at 42 years old.
That's going to be fun.
Fun to watch.
I can't wait to see him
gonna
swing
keep
and miss.
Tabs on him next
year. Yeah. Ooh. Tabs. I'm really glad that the radio viewers saw the action you did there.
Just lick my finger and put a tab on it.
Does Edwin re-sign in Toronto? It sounds like he wants to very badly. But they're going to have to probably give him exactly what he wants money-wise to do so.
Which I say, pay the man.
5 years, $125 million, pay the man?
Pay the man.
That's
25 mil?
That's 25 mil a year.
Peanuts, man.
Are you sure?
You let Joey Bats walk.
See ya.
Who else you paying big time?
Probably some others. They got to fill holes.
I know, but your pitchers
are
young.
They need an outfielder.
Your pitchers are young. Do they, though? They don't even really need an outfielder.
How do they not need one? Pompey, sure, he can slide in.
No.
Pilar, Carrera.
You got Pilar. Carrera played well enough that, like,
Melvin.
Give him a shot. And you got Bossman Jr.
BJ.
Throw him in.
Upton.
left field, throw career in right field, Pilar, center field.
But apparently Pilar might walk or something.
Yeah, they're thinking about trading him.
It's a trade?
I ranted last week about the Pilar trade bait.
Man, I missed all this.
Yeah, you did.
I gotta go look. I gotta sign on to Google Docs. I gotta go look at our Google Docs.
Yep.
That's available through our Facebook page, our Twitter accounts. So you can find the link on our Instagram. And I gotta click it. I gotta listen to last week's show. We gotta upload it first.
Yeah, before you listen, we gotta upload it.
That's neither here nor there.
It's both here and there.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
But
yeah, baseball's over. There's some free agent stuff going on.
Don't trade Pilar.
Don't do it.
Don't resign.
Didn't win a gold glove, though, so maybe trade him because he sucks. Can't win a gold glove.
This guy sucks. He can't even win a gold glove.
Brutal. Josh Donaldson's Silver Slugger Award.
Yep. Shout out, Josh.
JD.
Good to have dinner with you last night, man. Sorry, forgot my wallet, but happens.
Yeah. What'd you have? Actually, more importantly, what did he have?
I had the $44 steak.
Yeah.
And he had chicken fingers.
Man, it makes perfect sense to me that he seems like a chicken finger kind of guy.
He was, yeah. And
he's pretty young. He's like 24.
Solid five. And no dressing.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I feel like you're saying what you ate last night.
No. JD, who I had dinner with last night.
Jack Daniels?
Had a little bit of Jack Daniels at dinner too, Trey.
Yeah, is the bar open this weekend, Mark?
Puzzles. Yeah, it'll probably be open.
Puzzles is open. Come on down.
Two for one?
Maybe Saturday night. But I'm also very busy, so maybe not.
Maybe not. That's okay. Open-ended. If you want to come.
Just like puzzles.
Show up. Just knock on the door.
Why is it called puzzles?
No one knows.
Exactly.
You gotta come and you gotta find out.
That's the puzzle. Hockey. Hockey's pretty awkward right now.
It is a little awkward.
We got the Edmonton Oilers leading the West.
Pacing the way.
What?
Who would have thunk?
We got the Leafs losing 7-0. Makes sense. That's not too awkward. But it's awkward if you're a Leafs fan. You're like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, like,
it's
just
me. I think it's pretty awkward.
Gave us a little hope.
Montreal Canadiens are winning again. They have 12 straight wins at home.
12-1, right?
Yeah. Their one loss came on the road. Carey Price did not play.
No, he didn't.
Interesting.
And they lost 10-0.
10-0.
Which is embarrassing for
the NHL. I mean, if you're watching hockey, try and make some sense of it, but it's pretty awkward and kind of confusing, and no one really knows what's going on day-to-day in the nightlife of the NHL.
It's like grade 9 right now.
Speaking of hockey, I am third in the Western Conference of my fantasy league at 2-1-1 with a .625 win percentage. So that's pretty decent right now. Not great, not bad. Pretty good. In the thick of things.
Yeah, you're right in the hunt.
I'm in the hunt. Great expression.
That's all you can ask for, right? Ticket to the dance. That's all you can ask for.
Honestly, if I get even invited to the dance, I would be thrilled.
Well, you got to do the inviting, Troy.
Why?
That's the...
Why, Mark? Why do I have to do the inviting?
That's just the society we live in, Troy. You have to invite.
What if it's a Sadie Hawkins, you know? That's where they flip the script, and ladies are supposed to invite, or are socially acceptable to invite males.
Well,
I got asked to prom in fifth year of grade 12. I got asked to prom.
Well, that's different. You're fifth year. It's kind of weird if you ask people. It's not your prom. That's you can't true. Be like, hey.
I had my prom where I asked someone.
There you go. Mm. Not, hey, come to prom with me, but you're taking me to prom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's... Well, basketball.
How do you feel about basketball?
It's pretty boring. Honestly, no, like...
I can't sit through a full game.
No, here's why it's boring. The Heat. LeBron, no contest. The Warriors, team stack, no contest. OKC.
LeBron's on Cleveland, not the Heat.
Did I say the Heat?
Yeah.
My bad. Cleveland Warriors? Is it the Cleveland Warriors?
Nope.
Cleveland Indians.
That's baseball.
Cleveland Browns.
Football.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
There you go.
Nice. He wins most of the time.
Yes.
But actually, you know what? It doesn't really matter. Like,
no parity. I agree. No
parity in the league. And like the Raptors are sick right now too, which is kind of exciting, but it's like, yeah, they're good, so they're just going to win. No parity in that league.
They're now a top team. Like a top five.
They beat OKC.
So
handily.
Pretty sure. Well, by 10, yeah.
That's pretty handy.
DeMar DeRozan, breaking records.
hey, that guy got paid, and he's still working his butt off, which is good to see. Because a lot of times in pro sports, you see these guys get paid, and they'll just mail it in for the rest of the time.
Yeah. Which, back to baseball, I had a thought last night. What if Eddie gets paid?
Mails it in?
Out his behind.
Mails it in.
And just
says,
you know what?
It's not Friday, but I'm mailing it in.
Yeah, exactly. Says, hey, took care of my family, took care of myself.
Both of them.
Both families, yeah. And
oh, no, that's not him. That's something else.
Well, he had a couple.
They've been rumors.
Yeah.
They all have a couple families.
Yeah, for sure.
Why not, right? They're pros.
And yeah, what if he mails it in? I don't know. I'm a little worried about him. But
hey,
he doesn't seem like a guy that would mail it
in. No, I think he's a player. He just wants to crack jack balls. Like, he wants to hit home runs.
Yeah, yes. In Toronto. Throughout.
What was that? We came up with a saying when home runs would happen for the Jays. Remember we texted it to each other a lot?
Just swinging a drive.
No. Something else. It was just like one word. And we'd yell it. Ah, I forget.
Jack? I don't know. Jack?
Ah, that's neither here nor there. Should we get them some more animal songs?
Let's play the animal. Hey, are we going to play the chicken dance, by the way?
No.
Oh, we already played it.
Played that one. That's old.
That's true. Okay,
but we will play Toby Keith's Beer for My Horses, featuring the one and only, the late and great. Wait, can I say that if he's still alive?
No.
The early and great Willie Nelson.
It's still here and still great.
It's ticking. You know what? It's here and there. Willie Nelson. Toby Keith, Beer for My Horses, Willie Nelson.
Hey, if you're listening at home though, we don't recommend giving your horse beers.
I don't agree with that actually. I think every now and then you should give a beer to a horse.
After a long
and just save some whiskey for your
man.
Sometimes you can't give the whiskey to the horse. You got to save for your men and just give the horse the beer.
Well, I'd say definitely don't give your horse whiskey.
Yeah, okay. That one I can agree with.
Unless you're trying to euthanize it, which is a word we don't use on this animal show.
Here's Toby. Is it really 5.5 minutes long?
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical about that as well.
It's Toby Keith's Vivo, though.
Yeah, so we'll go with it.
Toby, love ya. Saw him live. Boots and Hearts. Oh, yeah. This definitely is a song. Is this really the song?
Well, I think people are just...
Oh, yeah, that's Toby. That's him, look, dressed up as a cop.
Who's that guy with camo and a weird-looking goatee?
That looks like Al Arbor. No. Is that Willie Nelson?
No.
Are you sure?
Might be Willie Nelson's kid.
Okay, oh, here's Willie. All right, we'll let you listen to the song. We're gonna, well, or should we just commentate over what we're watching on video?
Yeah, I think until the song.
But we don't know. Market could be playing.
No, they're talking.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Hmm.
And this guy's eating a burger. Here we go, man.
Oh, a minute into the video, we have.
No, they're still talking. All right, here we go. I think we're good to go. All right, Williams and Williams.
Yeah. Yep. Enjoy. Toby Keith, beer horses. See ya. Oh. Is that Willie Nelson?
No.
Are you sure?
Might be Willie Nelson's kid.
Okay. Oh, here's Willie. All right. We'll let you listen to the song. We're going to... Well, or should we just commentate over what we're watching on video?
Yeah, I think until the song...
But we don't know. Market could be playing.
They're talking.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. And this guy's eating a burger.
Come to me.
Here we go, man.
A minute into the video, we have...
Oh, they're still talking. All right, here we go.
I think we're
good to go. All right, Williams and Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. Toby Keith, we're beer horses.
Then he paused.
By accident, was it an accident?
I don't know. They're not bad, man. We got it.
I gotta pee.
Go pee. Get out there. Didn't get too far, no. They didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had an answer for the weekend. Take all the rope in Texas, might have.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune. We'll all go back to the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil horses.
Evil horses!
Evil horses. Whoops.
Too many gangsters. Dirty deeds. Too much corruption in the crime streets. Put a few more in the ground. Then we'll set them down.
Hey, I think I got it. We got
Willis.
Okay, are you playing Ain't Nothing But Mammals?
Yeah,
right
I
after
know.
This? Because I got a drop on the
I guess I am.
Pick that one up. Couple hiccups in there.
Wow.
We apologize.
I didn't hear anyone hiccup.
But I hope they like our commentary.
Yeah. I like that song.
Couple unexpected speed bumps. But we got over them with ease. We flew over them. Didn't even slow down.
No, didn't even know it happened.
No, fair enough, we didn't.
Yeah. All right, let's do over-under quick.
Okay.
Let's get that out of the way.
Just rip through it.
So review last week, Mark. I wasn't here, so you let me know. How'd you do?
Okay, well, it was Reagan's birthday. For everyone knows that.
That's your cat.
Yes, my cat, Reagan's. And the over-under for pieces of human food he would eat on his birthday was set at 1.5. Turns out that was a little low.
Crushed it.
Couple slices of bacon.
Wow.
Bit of a burger.
Wow.
I think there was some pizza in there.
Oh!
Too. So he was at about 3 or 4.
How many LBSs did he put on over his birthday?
Oh, he's a pretty active cat, so.
So,
I think
six?
He burned him. No, he burned him.
Okay.
He's good. He's good to go. We got a little treadmill for him.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, our buddies at the Treadmill Alliance hooked us up.
You got a little cat treadmill?
Yep.
You got a cat mill?
Cat mill, yes.
Ooh. What else?
Also, Laurier beat Mac by only 2. The over-under was set at, I believe, 4.5? 3.5?
4.5. No, 3.5, yeah.
But, hey, W is a W.
You and win, and you go on. And they won, so they're going on to the Western.
Yeah.
The Yates Cup.
They're in the dance.
That gets us to this week's over-under. Laurier wins by 0.5 over Weston. So this is pretty well, Laurier wins, yes or no, over-under.
You win or you lose. There's no ties.
So Laurier, I mean, we'll get into this a little more minor league. Okay, let's just, well, yes, they win. Let's just go with they win. And then we'll talk about why that later in our minor league banter.
So we're taking the over.
I'm taking the over. They win.
Laurier wins the 109th Yates Cup.
Yep, against the Western Mustangs.
On the road.
On the road.
All right. I'm in. I'm on board. I'm on the wagon.
Rocco?
Sign me up.
You're on the bus, though. We'll talk to you next one. We'll talk about that.
All right. Raking lawn.
So you got to rake your lawn.
I got to rake my lawn at my student house. Not a huge lawn, but a lawn, nonetheless.
Yeah. And you got to rake for it? You got a new rake. You listened to October show number 3 and said, hey, I need to get a new rake.
Fall's coming. The leaves are falling.
That happens.
I need a rake.
So when you got to rake.
Got to rake.
And now you're raking the lawn. I'm saying over an hour and a half. It'll take you 2.
I don't know. I'm a pretty good raker.
It won't take you 2 hours. Your lawn's not that big. That's a lot of hours to rake.
But it's like one thing to rake and then...
I think this over-under set too high.
It's another thing to like...
You don't have to bag them. You just got to rake them to the curb.
I know, but the ones in the back, you got to get to the curb somehow. So you do got to bag them.
You're raking the back too?
Oh, yeah.
Well then, I don't... Yeah. We'll go... I think it's only going to be an hour. Under.
You're taking under.
I'm taking under.
I'm going to take over.
See, but you can manipulate this one.
I know, but I'm just...
Don't. You want to get it done as quick as you can.
I'm a third party, and I'm thinking over.
All right.
Slightly over. Still under 2 hours, over an hour and a half.
That's all that matters.
Troy will shower 6.5 times from now, this moment, until Monday morning. 6.5
Over.
Don't try to count it out.
Over. Over. I'll shower 7 times.
7. See, this is also something that you can manipulate.
No, but...
You can just have a shower for the sake of having a shower.
Well, I can tell you when I'm going to shower. And then over until Monday.
I don't need to know.
Monday morning or like... Does that count?
No. Today?
Till Sunday night when I go to bed and Monday to wake up.
Yes.
Sunday night. Yes. 7 times.
All right, well,
I'm going over.
You gotta keep a tally.
I'm going over. I'll keep a tally.
We don't need photo proof.
I might update my Twitter. Shower 1. Shower 2. Shower 3.
Wow, I'm sure all our listeners would really appreciate that. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. Why wouldn't they?
Next, we're going to get into the weather.
Yeah, over-under weather report. 10 degrees.
For 3.5 days.
From now until next show.
Yes. Which?
So the high has to get to 10 degrees.
Yeah.
From now until the next show.
Yeah, the peak.
Yes!
Over?
Over.
I'm taking over, too. I think Mother Nature playing some games with us right now.
Well, I think 10 degree high isn't that high.
Over 10, no. It's not that high. But, like, if we really get technical, like, 10 degrees for over an hour or over 2 hours, something, it starts getting a little gray.
Couple gray areas.
But I'm with you. I'm saying over. I'm going to even stretch it and say, like, 5 days out of the 7 are going to be over 10 degrees.
Wow.
For a point of the day.
Wow.
Are you saying wow or meow?
Both. All right.
That's over under.
That's over under. That's
over under. How many more weeks is over under going to be in the show?
If you're listening, keep us in check. Record these down. Keep a tally. Say, hey, listen, guys, you screwed up last week. Hey, listen, guys, you're doing good. Or bad.
Either one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever works. So, we're going to play a song for you, I think, right?
Yes. Song. Another song. Get back on the song train.
Yeah, because we're enjoying... I sent you a website that literally has, throughout history, all the songs that have to do with animals. It's a comprehensive list, and there are some good tunes about animals. There are some good songs about animals on that.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty wide range of animal, too.
Very
alligators.
Wide.
Right? Alligator pie.
Alligator pie. Panda.
Pandas.
Crocodile dive.
The old crocodile dive song.
Yeah. There was a song about a giraffe.
Yeah, there was.
Crazy stuff.
Snakes and horses.
Barracudas.
And barracudas.
Horses.
Who would have thought to say, ooh, barracuda?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Carp? Fish? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here is the Bloodhound Gang, Bad Touch.
Y'all know it. Sing along.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
There was a song about a giraffe. Yeah, there was.
Anyways. We got a little show here. TLC Foster Group. They're a dog fostering company.
Yep.
Look them up. They got some great dogs. Shout out friend of the show, Conan. Friend of the show, Buffy.
Buffy.
Friend of the show, Rain.
I met Buffy recently. Great dog.
Yeah. Hell of a dog. Check them out. TLC Foster Group. Lots of good puppies to own. Lots of good people owning the puppies. If you're looking for puppies, if you're looking for a dog.
A trained dog.
TLC Foster Group.
Maybe you don't have time to train your dog.
Yeah, that's true, actually. One of the good advantages is there's not a lot of, like, puppies.
Yes.
They're dogs. Like, fully grown.
They're real dogs.
Adult dogs. That know what they're doing in life. Yep. They got a path.
They got goals.
They got ambition.
Yep.
They got dreams. They got desires. They got passion.
Just like all of us.
Just like all of us.
So if you're looking for a dog, TLC Dogs. Not to get confused with TLC, the TV channel.
Yeah. It's a foster group.
All right, let's
get into bold predictions.
Let's do it.
How'd we do last week, Mark?
We did all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I agree. We did all right last week.
Actually, one bold prediction was Trump would win, which seemed really bold at the time, but here we are.
Here we are. But, speaking of which, bold prediction. Trump gets impeached. Or goes down as a good president who actually does some good work with some of his good ideas.
So that seems like a bit of a stretch.
I pray that's the case.
You pray?
Well, I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case.
Yeah, hey, fair enough. If you support Trump out there, we don't mean to offend you, because, like we said earlier, democracy.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some good ideas for the economy. He's also got some really ridiculous, horrible ideas about life.
And the economy wanting to, or not the economy, sorry, the environment. Wanting to,
reenact coal plants.
Cut funding for, global warming or something?
Yeah, he doesn't believe in global warming. So, I'm going to go bold prediction. He becomes a good president. Out of a hope.
Okay, I'll
like
do that
too. Like a Hail Mary.
Because last week we were right, so maybe this week we'll be right too. We'll see in 4 years, though. We'll talk in 4 years.
Yeah. 4 years. This show, Radio Laurie, will let you know.
Hopefully we'll be doing something bigger.
Yeah. Listen to our blog, maybe. We'll have a blog. We'll be writing in the Wall Street Journal.
You can't listen to a blog.
What if it's a audio blog, Merc?
It's called a podcast.
Or a video blog, Merc. All right. Lori wins in a tight... Oh, my God. Lori wins in a tight one. Or Western Too Strong wins in a rout.
Well, which one?
I'm going bold. Lori wins in a tight one. Because they already lost to Western this year. Mm-hmm. So they're coming in underdogs.
Yeah, well, clearly, yeah.
So, fan bus, too, going down to Western to watch the game. Mark, you on the bus?
No.
Ah, shucks.
If I were to go, I would drive. Or get someone to drive me with that.
See, apparently, the bus. But not going to go there, here, nor there. What's your prediction? Lori wins in a tight one. One. Or Western Too Strong wins in a rout.
I'm going, I think it's bolder to say that Lori wins in a tight one.
Yeah.
Nothing against the football team. I know you guys bump our show pre-games.
Good guys.
Get hyped. Go give your best. But Lori wins in a tight one.
Yep, agreed. First snowfall before December, or we don't see snowfall until after Christmas.
Both bold.
Come on. Come on.
After Christmas.
Now, when I wrote this, I am talking like snowfall kind of has to stay. It can't just be like falling and then melt right away when it hits the ground.
See, my thought is that it's going to snow before Christmas, but melt in like 2 or 3 days.
Not even 2 or 3 days, like melt instantly.
You've been watching a lot of documentaries, Trey?
Yeah. So I'm going to go after Christmas, which sucks. Mm-hmm. But that's reality. And then after Christmas, we are just going to get slammed with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Snowfall after snowfall, just destroying us.
Oh, no. Snow's a friend.
Yeah, I like snow, too.
Unless you got to go driving somewhere in a snowstorm.
Okay, next one. And I'm going to read this word for word. Troy gets a big noy job coming out of university, or Troy is rejected by everyone and goes back to his first job at Mickey D's.
Big noy job, what's that?
that's supposed to be a B. Big boy job. Yeah, a big boy. What with the donut king?
See, I don't want to say that it's bold that you're going to get a big boy job.
That's bold. It's pretty hard to get a big boy job directly out of university. I think. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Okay, well, how big is this boy we're talking about?
6'2", 200 pounds.
Okay. Well, that's like right around your frame.
That is my exact mean. That's well. Yeah, it was a good time. Good first job.
Good discount?
I think we got 50% off. Oh. They beat Mac 21-19 last week.
Great game. Watch a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Baldzy.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Big time. And Nakis, linebacker. No.
It says 7 there, though.
Ah, that's good.
Can only fit 5 on the page, though.
So, good stuff. They're headed to...
McGill's in town tonight?
In town. A home game.
Yeah.
If you're looking...
Lucky?
What? Is, what?
Like hockey. And
yeah.
Lucky?
Yep. A little lucky. McGill's coming to town.
Bon chance.
Bon chance.
And then, tomorrow, they got U of Ottawa. Who's a little less French, but bilingual still.
Yep. So everyone's in women's hockey on next week, next Thursday, I believe. Has Ryerson. Check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Bauer. of the men's soccer team earns an OUA All-Canadian recognition.
Wow.
That's impressive stuff.
Our boy Nick Bauer.
Nicholas. Yeah, good for you, man.
His first, not his, Laurier's first All-Canadian in 12 years.
Wow. Good work.
Way to go.
Good work.
Great job on the pitch.
Athlete of the week?
Michael Knebel.
Of the men's football team.
Who else?
Female athlete of the week?
Caitlin Schenk.
Of the women's basketball team.
Schenk, I believe. Not Schenk. Schenk. Sorry, Caitlin.
Shout out, though. To both.
Shout out both of them. You're doing a great job in your respective sports.
So head on over to LaurierAthletics.com. Check out when your favorite sport is on. And go cheer loud, you know?
And pretty much just...
be proud.
See what we just read to you.
Yeah, but in more detail with probably better, more accurate answers.
Probably, yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, Mark, should we slow things down a little with a little Buffalo Soldier by man, myth, legend, the late great.
There you go.
Used it. Good context, Troy. Good work, bud. Bob Marley? Huh?
Hits both of our themes today. Remember to say soldiers and animals. Buffalo.
Yeah.
Bob had that in mind.
I feel like this is a peace song, though.
Yes. Not a...
policing song. Peacekeeping, not policing.
Police, don't... or peace, not police.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh. Never thought of it that way.
So here's a little... comes some BM. With some BS.
BM like a bowel movement.
Marley.
Marles.
Marles Jr.
Bob. Robert.
Buffalo Soldier. Pretty good tune.
Yeah, a little catchy. A little Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah, slow down a little. Have a little
down America.
He's definitely a good dude. Make some good lyrics.
Good morals.
Yeah.
He he's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Since passed away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his legend lives on.
Yeah. So our animal show, Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah.
Theme of the show.
Yeah.
Brings us to our number one segment. That's why we put it at the end to keep you guys just stuck here listening until the end.
Or do you want to toast your memory say first?
No, we gotta do that at 11 when we're done.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So, Friday's Five, brought to you by Jim's Pet Depot. Okay? So, we're going to do top five reasons that we love Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't have anything either.
Blanked. Blanked out there. Maybe, no, nothing. I got nothing. So, that's a short Friday's Five. Sorry guys.
We're
gonna do.
We're not actually doing anything about Donald Trump.
That guy's an idiot. We're gonna do top five pets from Jim's Pet Depot.
Right on cue, we got Jimmy calling in. Jim.
Hey Mark, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Not so bad today.
One of our best friends, Jim, from you know it, Jim's Pet Depot. Out on Fairway Road, Kitchener. They got a big facility.
Yeah.
You might not see it, so kind of back in the woods a little bit with the animals. They just bring animals in. The animals come as they please. If you're an ocean animal, chances are you got transported in because you don't have legs and you can't survive out of water.
Yeah, we got 50,000 square feet of commercial real estate.
58,000.
We're able to house whales, giraffes, porcupines, squirrels, chipmunks, lions, tigers, bears, oh my, you know?
Oh, yeah, we do know here at Williams in the Morning. So before we get into the Friday's Five,
yeah,
let's just A, recap our promo code, and B, maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself as a person, away from Jim's Pet Depot, Jim, and back to... Jimmy Panansky.
So, we'll start with the promo code.
Yeah, please.
You log on Jim's Pet Depot / Williams and Williams Show.
promo code once you get, you order pets, whatever you want. Top pets, little pets, big pets, you order pets.
You just order them online?
Yeah, we ship pets straight to your house. So you're going through checkout process. Then you get there finally. Promo code, Williams and Williams, support pets.
So from what I understand on the order page, all you have to give is your name, address, credit card, social insurance number.
Yep. Uh-huh. We need social insurance number to register pets correctly with owner.
Yeah, just for more security.
Yes.
Fair enough.
It's for you guys and your security.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with our illegal scams we run.
What was that?
Good pets. Safe pets.
good safe pets. Okay, so what about you, Jim Podansky? What do you do? You work until 7 o'clock, you're feeding the pigs. Then you go home to Mrs. Podansky and the kids, the little Jims. Jim Jr.
Yeah, and Jim Sr.
And Jim Sr. too lives with you, I understand.
So I'm Jim Sr. the first, then we have Jim Sr. the second, Jim Jr. the first, and Jim Jr. the second.
Right.
Yes.
And I believe your wife's name is?
Jessica.
Jessica. Yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
We love our Jays in our family.
Oh, we just played some Bob Marley.
Yeah, Jays on our feet.
Oh, fair enough.
But I like nature, obviously. Big fan of pets.
Yeah.
But don't cross me. I'll kill you.
So, just how many pets do you have in your own home?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a
40 pets. So my house, very successful in pet industry.
Right.
So my house have lots of room, and we have many pets.
Wow.
40.
I didn't know that about you, Jim. You, not lucky though, you do have some hair all over you.
Yes, runs in family, so Jim.
Pet hair, Jim.
Yes, it gets tough. 40 pets, lots to clean. Lots of cleaning, but again, very successful pet industry. We have people to do that for us.
That's great news. So, what do you think? We'll get to our top five? What do you say, Jim?
Yeah.
So, our top...
It. Thanks.
Our top five is top five animals up for adoption at Pets Jim. Jim Pet Depot.
Marcus, please get it right.
I'm sorry. Don't walk out. Just kidding. You called in. Number five. Petey the porcupine.
Petey.
Tell us about your buddy Petey.
So Petey is a porcupine, as you mentioned.
Right.
He doesn't like to play.
No.
But he's cute. And he'll sit in the corner of his cage.
So Petey, he doesn't like playing with humans.
Yes.
What about other animals?
If you own a cat,
mm-hmm.
cat... Love porcupine, porcupine love cat.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I have a cat at home, Jim.
So, cats that you have at home would get along well. Porcupine I have at store. Maybe you come buy it, give me your social security number, and we set you up on porcupinelovers.com.
Is that a real site?
That is a real site.
Wow. Okay, well, Petey the porcupine, how much is he going for?
$44.92.
Bargain.
Per porcupine pine.
Per pine.
Most porcupines have around 50 to 1,000 pines on them.
50 to 1,000?
So when you buy porcupine, bring to counter, we count individual
pines.
Porcupine.
Yeah.
And then charge you on that.
So it's kind of like at the grocery store, if you buy... apples, they weigh them.
Yes.
Except you count your porcupine pines.
We count pines for porky to properly price. But this is all government regulated.
Right, of course.
So
nothing,
we're just keeping everyone safe.
Nothing sketchy going on. But with the coupon code, you can save.
Yes.
So
3% off each pine with promo code Williams and Williams.
Perfect. Petey the porcupine. Lovable porcupine, doesn't play. Go play with your cat. Number five. Number four. From a completely different group of the animal kingdom. Larry the Llama.
Larry the Llama.
How old is Larry?
42.
42?
Yes, llamas can age quite quickly.
Oh, yes.
Faster
sure.
than calendar.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they live to be old.
How old are we talking?
No one has ever actually been able to tell. They just keep living until killed. Like, they don't naturally die.
You just gotta, llamas. You gotta cut them in half and count the rings.
Yeah. Good one, Mark. Good one.
Thank you. See, because I'm in university. I know a lot of our listeners are in university, so they might want a llama right now. But then
llama, tough animal, needs lots of care and attention,
right.
Or spit on you. So, so if you are out during day, busy running around like most university professional, llama get angry, keep spit in cheek.
No way.
It'll build it up. The llama will build it up all day until you return and spit all on face.
No way.
But one thing that's nice about Larry is he doesn't have lips. So he can't really spit. He just kind of, it just drools down his throat, his chin. But Larry is one of our, is a llama that definitely is a better one if you're looking to buy llama. Again, Mark, I need you to help here. I know Larry the llama.
Okay, so if you're looking to buy a llama.
Why do you think this is funny? Larry is a good llama, good pet. He's doing his best.
Okay, so if you're looking to buy a porcupine, go with Pete. But if you're looking to buy a llama, maybe Larry is the one for you.
Larry would be top llama at shop currently, yes.
How many llamas do you have?
Right now, in stock, we have 4 llamas. But bi-monthly, we order 4 more because sales are so rampant.
Yeah, a lot of llamas getting off the shelves, eh?
Mm-hmm. We keep llama on top shelf, too. So make sure you ask for assistance when purchasing.
Don't try to get the llamas down yourself.
No, unsafe.
All right, let's move on to number 3 because we're running out of time already. Ronnie the rhinoceros. Now, you keep rhinoceroses?
Ronnie is dead.
Ronnie died?
Yes. This morning, we go to feed animals early in the morning, and Ronnie, unfortunately, no longer is with us.
Where is he?
But you can buy his brother, Ricky.
Ricky?
Yes, Ricky. Good rhinoceros, but actually better than Ronnie. Ronnie was, he had some health conditions, obviously, he passed away. But yeah. Ricky, young, youthful rhinoceros, horn, gargantuan horn.
Gargantuan horn? On Ricky, wow.
Ricky has big horn. For a rhinoceros.
Ronnie got the smaller horn.
Ronnie got the smaller horn. He is.
Well, maybe he passed away from, like, self-loathing.
I don't think rhinos look at it that way. But Ricky is, he's playful. Loves to charge. Loves dancing. Loves marching.
Really?
And rolling in mud.
Does he?
Yes.
You guys got a lot of mud over there?
For a rhino pit, we must, or rhinos don't have happy life.
Which is very important. So if you're a student here at Laurier...
No.
No?
No. Rhino not for students. Rhino for someone with lots of land and farm area.
Now, can you domesticate a rhinoceros?
All rhinos are domesticated. You have to undomesticate them to put them in wildlife.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I just kind of assumed that they were born in the wild.
They are, but baby rhino is born domesticated.
Okay.
Senior rhino teaches rhino how to be wild.
Father and mother rhino teaches baby rhino how to the ways of the wild.
Yes.
Okay, so that's number 3. How much is Ricky going for now that Ronnie's dead?
1,500 peso.
Peso?
Yes.
Wow, let's look up that exchange rate because not a lot of people...
Reason rhino has to be paid in peso, again, government regulation, because of rhino's home country, where the peso is, you must pay peso for a proper exchange.
Got it. So, good news, only $96.
Yes.
Plus the promo code.
Minus.
Yeah, minus, I guess, how you look at it. Number three, Ricky the Rhino. Scratch off Ronnie. If you're looking at Ronnie on the website, Ronnie is no longer there. Number two, named after your wife, I assume, Jessica the Jellyfish.
Jessica the Jellyfish, yes. Very good swimmer.
I heard she's got a bit of an attitude.
Yes, she'll sting you. No ifs, ands, buts about that, for sure. But one thing nice about owning jellyfish, fresh jelly in the morning. For toast. Bread on toast.
See, I did not know that's where jelly came from.
Yeah, well, some jelly.
So what do? You milk them?
No, slime from jelly build up on outside of glass, and you just spatula in, scrape it off, on the toast.
Spread on toast.
And it's very high in calcium.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that is good to know. Mm-hmm. How much is Jess going for?
Jessica, $99.99.
So $9,999.99.
Yes. Jellyfish are not endangered, but rare in captivity. Very hard animal to find and capture. They're so slippery and they silk away from people.
Yeah.
So they're difficult, so price, government regulation, drive up.
Fair enough.
Yes, yeah, sir.
And number one, Kevin the Killer Whale. My boy Kevin.
Fun animal to own.
Mm-hmm.
Get you cross ocean much faster than boat.
Really?
Yes, if you can harness his power and train him with a horse-like apparatus.
Saddle.
Yes. He can take you across ocean. Now, you need to learn how to hold your breath for a very long period of time.
Right, of course.
But, quick.
But he would probably have to stop and talk to some people along the way, too, right?
One of the thing about whale culture, they love the stop and chat. So they will swim around, and if they see a friend, or even not a friend, they will stop and... and stop and chat. Huh. Whale, very common social animal.
So, do you know how to speak
mammal.
Whale?
Mammal.
Mammal, of course, yes. Do you know how to speak whale now that you took in Kevin and his
brother? No, I do not. That was just fake.
Oh, so that's just like you listening to Kevin and writing down some things.
Exactly.
Oh, very interesting. What about Kevin? How much is Kevin? He's your number one animal on the market.
Kevin would be a great pet for people. Mm-hmm. If you have room, you need tank.
You need tank, for sure.
Only a 6x6, though. 6 feet by 6 feet. Fit killer whale fine.
Yeah, I hear they don't need a lot of room.
They just need head and blowhole underwater, and the rest take care of itself.
They're fine.
But Kevin is on sale this week.
Wow.
For 50 cents. We need to get rid of him.
He's taking up a lot of space.
Too much overhead.
And I heard he's killing all the jellyfish, too.
He's heavy.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem. The floor where he sits is cracking from the weight.
Really?
He's big. But if you own, I'm telling you, you have money, you have room, killer whale, amazing, amazing, amazing pet animal. They love you. They'll lick you, kiss you, hug you, pet you, hang out with you. Just a very affectionate animals.
Really?
Contrary to their name.
Yeah. I would not have thought that by the name killer whale.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin the killer whale. Mm. That sounds a little more harmless.
So come on down, Jim Pet Depot, located Fairway Road. You can't miss a giant building.
Huge.
Big sign says Jim's Pet Depot. We added that extra M's for effect.
Right.
And don't forget, talk promo codes to us, and we will help you buy pets cheap.
Yes, and bring your passport, your
passport,
social insurance number, everything. License.
Driver's license.
Credit cards.
Emails with passwords. We need those for government verification.
Yep. All your credit scores, everything.
Yes. Car keys. We need extra set of car keys and house key.
Right.
Obviously, we need to come check in on animal.
Right.
And make sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, you heard it here on Williams and Williams in the Morning. Jim, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
We really appreciate you coming down here and talking about your animals to us.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Well, coming down here, I mean virtually. Pete the Porcupine, Larry the Llama, not Ronnie, RIP. Ricky the Rhino. Jess the jellyfish, and Kevin the killer whale. Top five animals up for sale this week at Jim's Pet Depot. Head on out to Fairway Road, promo code WilliamsWilliams in the morning. You'll get some discounts. Jim, thanks. Gotta let you go.
All right, bye.
Wow, Jim, great guy. He's really been working on his English, too. I know his accent was kind of going in and out there a little bit. But good guy, friend of the show. He gets it. He just gets it. Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, song of the day. Let's do it. We're going to play the Remembrance Day bagpipes, Amazing Grace.
So just, think, reflect. Those who are brave for us, so we can be free. Just remember that there's a lot of good in the world that comes and allows us the opportunities that we have.
Yes, sir. So, cheers to the weekend. Thanks for listening.